I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Can't right now.
You can try, but man.
You can't and I shan't.
Man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Leo is from Raleigh. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning.
Got any big plans for the weekend, Leo?
I think I'm heading down to Connecticut. We'll see.
Okay.
You going to do a little gambling?
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, bet it all on black, Kennedy.
Red. Every time.
Oh, sorry.
Red.
Thank you, Leo. You get me.
Leo, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure thing. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Leo, are you single?
I am not.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Asking for a friend.
Who just left the room?
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,870 wins. 241 losses. She is now over there in that studio and cannot hear any of these questions. Question number one, Migos rob a bank in their Frosted Flakes video. What is the tagline for Frosted Flakes cereal?
Oh, man. They're great.
You kind of sound like Tony the Tiger.
So much emotion.
They're great.
There we go, Leo.
Dan Myers is 32 today. He is half of the country singing duo Dan and Shay. According to their hit song, he thinks about his ex-girlfriend when he drinks what?
When he drinks tequila.
I love him.
My guy.
Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling are earning $85,000 per episode for the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot. What was the name of the retro-style diner that the gang hung out at on the original show?
I believe that was the Peach Pit.
And you're not single, huh?
What a shame.
Question number four. On this date in 2005, P. Diddy changed his name to Diddy. What was his original rap name?
That would be a Puff Daddy.
Question number five. Mattel has released pictures of their new Star Wars Barbie doll collection. The Barbies are dressed like Princess Leia, Darth Vader, and R2-D2. What was Princess Leia's iconic hairstyle?
Oh, the double bun. I don't know what they call it, but
all
it's
right.
Definitely a double bun.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Kennedy!
You know, I thought one or two of those might be out of your wheelhouse, but you surprised me.
Right? Go ahead, Leo.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
I have good news and bad news. Which would you like first?
Bad news.
Bad news is Leo is not single.
Okay.
The good news is...
Did I wonder that question? No offense, Leo.
The good news is Leo got all five right.
Wow. Well played, sir.
These are both bad news for you.
They are very tough questions. Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong because it adds to the suspense.
That's what I hear.
Also, I think you have a phone call, too. Somebody called while you were out of the studio.
Anybody good?
I don't know. Did you answer it, Alexis?
It's your wife.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, we didn't answer it.
Twerks and Caicos.
Oh, it's your wife.
What is she saying? Call her?
Does Carson have his phone with him?
Oh, no, I don't.
You're in trouble.
He does not. What can I do for you? Spill that tea,
Lana. Let's play and I'll be right with you.
Okay. Question number one. Migos rob a bank in their Frosted Flakes video, Kennedy. What is the tagline for Frosted Flakes?
They're great.
Yes. Oops, forgot. I was not supposed to do that. Got all
flustered.
Flustered because of what's going on in my personal life.
Your two wives are conspiring.
I can't really. Dan Myers is 32 today. He is half of the country duo Dan and Shay, according to their hit song. He thinks about his ex-girlfriend when he drinks what?
Tequila.
Question number three. Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling are earning $85,000 per episode for their Beverly Hills 90210 reboot. What is the name of the dino they all hung out on the original show, Kennedy?
The Peach Pit.
On this date in 2005, P. Diddy changed his name to Diddy. What was his original rap name?
Puff Daddy.
Question number five. Mattel has released pictures of their new Star Wars Barbie doll collection. What was Princess Leia's iconic hairstyle, Kennedy?
She had buns on both sides of her head.
All right.
Oops.
There she is again.
Yep. Oh, you in trouble.
Spill the tea. Spill the tea. Is it piping hot? Oh.
She thought you were ignoring her, so there's that. Bike lock keys in the garage. Sorry to bother.
Yes.
Yes.
Hanging.
She does not care that you're working at all, huh?
No.
When she needs something, she needs something.
I don't hate it. I'm glad I can be here for her.
All right, Kennedy got number one right. You got number two right. You got number three right. You got number four. You said Puff Daddy?
I said Puff Daddy.
That is correct. And the her hair was in two buns.
Ooh,
nice
Leo.
Job, Kennedy.
What could I do?
You didn't do it. You couldn't do anything else. You did great.
Leo, listen here.
You're the champion.
You got a 5-5 tie, and whenever we have a 5-5 tie, I always give away the $100 because my boss Sal hates when I do that. So you're going to get the cash, and you're going to get the Brew at the Zoo tickets for tomorrow at Franklin Park Zoo. It is Boston's wildest beer tasting event of the year, featuring over 50 breweries and restaurants. It is a 21-plus event, and all proceeds benefit the zoo. So you enjoy those tickets. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, thanks, guys, and I'm Leo from Raleigh. And I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Ashlyn is from Boston. Good morning, Ashlyn.
Good morning.
I am told you host a podcast for the NFL. Is
what?
That right?
For the Carolina Panthers, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow. That is super cool.
Yeah,
Atlanta's favorite team.
Yeah, that's my wife's team. She is a Cam Newton girl, that is for sure.
Has Cam Newton been on your podcast?
He has not. We've had a couple other players. We have a network of a couple podcasts that we do, so we kind of alternate through.
So you do the podcast for the Panthers, but in Boston for down there?
I know, right? That's a good way to keep connected to home and right. Keep going to games, except now I have a 3-month-old, so that's going to restrict.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your BB. Yes.
Remember that time we beat you guys in the Super Bowl back in the day? That was cool.
Yeah, that's what made me a hater, I believe.
You gotta be like that.
All right, Ashlyn, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now, in fact, stepped out of the studio, and she can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one. The Bruce Springsteen-inspired movie Blinded by the Light is out today, featuring 17 of his songs. Which of these is not a song by The Boss? Born in the USA, Dancing in the Dark, Won't Back Down.
I'm going to say Dancing in the Dark.
Question number two. Patrick Swayze's widow says that his mother was physically abusive when he was younger because she was such a perfectionist. Which movie was he in with Demi Moore that had the famous pottery scene?
Ghost.
Question number three, Gabrielle Union says she refuses to have mom guilt over having a career and a baby. She says she's a stronger mother because of it. She's starring in which upcoming film alongside Will Smith and Martin Lawrence? It is to complete a trilogy.
I don't.
Will Smith, Martin Lawrence.
Bad Boys?
Question number four. Backstreet Boys were in town when they invited a couple on stage before the man dropped down to one knee and proposed to his girlfriend. She accepted. Name all of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, gosh. All right.
I know that's tough.
Yep.
Kevin.
Yep.
Howie.
Yep.
Chris and AJ.
All right. And question number five. Halsey recently quit smoking after 10 years, which is pretty amazing because she's only 24. Which Australian musician is she currently dating?
Ooh. I don't know. The only Australian musician I can think of right now is Keith Urban, and he's still in the coal, I think.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Hey, I have a, if you want them, I have a pair of tickets to the Carolina Panthers preseason game that I'm not going to use. Would you like them?
I would love that.
They are yours.
Look at you.
I bought them, or I won them at a charity auction for my wife, and she's going to be out of town with her sister on a sister's trip to Turks and Caicos, and I can't go, so.
Turks and Caicos.
We were waiting last minute to pick those up, so that is awesome.
Well, there you go. You can have mine.
I love it when plans come together like that.
All right, Kennedy. Ashlyn got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen has a movie coming out. Well, it's inspired by Bruce Springsteen. It's called Blinded by the Light. It is out today, and it features 17 of his songs. Which of these is not a song by The Boss? Born in the USA, Dancing in the Dark, Won't Back Down.
Won't Back Down.
That is a Tom Petty song, yes. 1-0, question number 2. Patrick Swayze's widow says that his mother was physically abusive when he was younger because she was such a perfectionist. Which movie was he in with Demi Moore that had the famous pottery scene?
Ghost.
Never seen it.
Me?
2-1. Question number 3. Gabrielle Union says she refuses to have mom guilt over having a career and a baby.
Get it, girl.
She is starring in a movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence that will complete a trilogy named The Movie.
Bad Boys.
That is correct.
I'm excited for that one, though.
Yes.
3-2. Question number 4. Backstreet Boys performed at the Garden. They invited a couple on stage where he proposed. She accepted. Name all of the boys, Kennedy.
Kevin, Howie.
Out loud, please.
Nick. I am. Okay. Kevin, mm-hmm. Howie, mm-hmm. Nick, mm-hmm. AJ.
Yep.
And Kevin, Howie, Nick, AJ, and Brian.
Brian Luttrell. Nice job. Oh, Brian.
Always forget about
Chris.
Brian.
That's my husband's name. You'd think I'd know. You have to combine Backstreet and NSYNC sometime.
4-2. Question number 5. Halsey recently quit smoking after 10 years, and she's only 24, Kennedy.
Good for her.
Which Australian musician is she currently dating?
Youngblood.
I can't believe you knew that.
Youngblood.
I know everything about Halsey.
Nice job, Kennedy. You get to win 5-2 over Ashlyn. And in celebration of St. Anthony's Feast 100th anniversary, you have a $50 gift card to Lucia's. You can visit them in the North End or in Winchester, so you enjoy that, okay?
Woohoo, thank you.
And I'll get you those tickets for the Carolina Panthers Patriots preseason game, too, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's a win-win-win.
That's super nice of you.
Yeah. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ashlyn. I'm in Boston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Plus, he just has a good voice to wake you up on Sunday mornings.
Yes, he does.
Got that dulcet tones of Matthew Reed.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Thank you, Dan. You can try,
but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Debbie's from Tingsboro. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Debbie was once a litigant on the Judge Matthews show.
Mathis.
Is that
what
it?
Did you do?
I was suing a former roommate.
Oh.
Get out
of
here.
I love
this.
What did she do?
She basically just moved out without finding someone else to take over the lease. So I was suing her for back rent.
Did she tell you?
Sorry, what?
Did she tell you or did she just like dip out one day?
She told me, but she, you know, we just didn't find anyone to replace her. It was like October and I was living in a, you know, school area. So nobody was ready to move in.
Did anybody say, you don't know me?
Did you win?
Catch me outside.
You are not the father.
No. Nobody won, honestly.
What a sad thing to say. Nobody won.
So it was a judge show without a judgment?
I don't understand.
Let's go to Jerry Springer.
Yeah, they basically were just like, no, she doesn't owe you anything. But I did get 2 free trips to Chicago.
Oh.
Because the first time they sent me out there, the judge had an emergency. So I got to go twice to Chicago for free.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's cool.
Silver lining.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
First Judge Mathis, and now this show. I mean, you've been on 2 of the most famous shows of all time.
Right, absolutely.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. I'm trying to save it like a TV game show.
That was like The Price is Right.
Yeah, that was Bob
$100.
Come on down.
Come on down. She's got 2,872 wins, 241 losses, and she is now over there in that soundproof studio and cannot hear what is happening. Question number one, Drew Barrymore shot a talk show pilot for CBS. Which 2000 movie did she star in alongside Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu, where they were badass detectives with a mysterious boss?
Charlie's Angels.
Question number two, Madonna turning 61 today. One of her alter egos that she goes by is called Madame Blank.
I don't know. Madam.
Secretary.
Tussaud.
I don't know.
Question number three. Justin Timberlake tweeted a video of himself with Lizzo, captioned Flames. Be right back. Which late night host does he have a bromance with?
Jimmy Fallon.
Question number four. A company is accepting applicants for anyone willing to watch Friends for 25 hours and live tweet the experience.
Yep.
I've done that for free.
Sign me up.
The lucky fan will also get $1,000 and some Friends swag. What is Phoebe's last name on the show?
Buffet.
Question number five. This week's CD releases include new music from Snoop Dogg, Lionel Richie, and Hunter Hayes. Do they do CD releases, Dan?
Yeah.
Hot takes, Carson.
Sometimes you want a physical copy. Is there wrong with that?
You remember when Snoop Dogg went reggae and tried to change his name? What did he change it to?
I forgot about that.
Nizzle, my nizzle. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
You took a yeah, the whole world was like, nope, you're still Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good attempt, though, Snoop.
Yeah, it was a good attempt.
All right, Kennedy. Debbie got, I have 3 out of 5, correct?
Okie dokie.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Drew Barrymore shot a talk show pilot for CBS. Which 2000 movie did she star in alongside Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu, where they were badass detectives with a mysterious boss?
Charlie's Angels.
Tied at one. Question number two, Madonna turning 61 today. One of her alter egos that she goes by is Madame Blank.
X.
2-1. Question number three, Justin Timberlake sent out a video of himself with Lizzo, captioned Flames BRB. Which late night host does he have a bromance with?
Jimmy Fallon.
It's a Barry Gibb talk show.
Oh,
talk about politics.
Talk about chest hair. Talk about crazy cool medallions.
Shut up, Barry.
Things, talents that Danny don't. I don't know.
I didn't know I needed that. But
question number four. A company is accepting applications for anyone willing to watch Friends for 25 hours and live tweet the experience.
Hi.
You can also get $1,000 and some Friends swag.
I do that on Saturday anyway.
What is Phoebe's last name on the show?
Phoebe Buffay.
4-3. Question number five. This week's CD releases include new music from Snoop Dogg, Lionel Richie, and country singer Hunter Hayes. Kennedy, remember when Snoop went reggae and tried to change his name?
Yeah.
What did he change it
to? Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Woo! That is a clean sweep today, people!
I thought you got the 4 in the first round.
Nope.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job. Debbie, you don't get the cash, but you do get a pair of tickets on the lunch cruise of the Spirit of Boston. You can book your trip today at spiritcruises.com so you enjoy that, okay?
Fantastic.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Debbie from Tingbro, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.